The political debate over the war in Iraq heated up this week. Campaigning in New Hampshire for the Democratic presidential nomination, Massachusetts Senator John Kerry said that, quote, "What we need now is not just a regime change in Saddam Hussein and Iraq, but we need a regime change in the United States." That did not go down well with Republicans around the country. House Majority Leader Tom DeLay, for one, denounced those comments as desperate and inappropriate. But Senator Kerry has refused to back down, saying in his words, "I don't need any lessons in patriotism from the likes of Tom DeLay."
The argument has obscured some good news for Kerry. His campaign raised $7 million during the first quarter of 2003. This week brought the first round of fundraising numbers from leading Democratic candidates. From political analysts eagerly studying the figures, there was surprise, there was spin, and there was the question of what they really mean. NPR's Peter Overby reports.
The surprise was that the top fundraiser so far is North Carolina Senator John Edwards, not Senator Kerry, the political media's consensus frontrunner. Edwards raised $7.4 million in the first quarter. Kerry raised just over $7 million. The list winds down from there. $3.6 million for Congressman Dick Gephardt of Missouri, just over $3 million for Connecticut Senator Joe Lieberman, and $2.6 million for former Vermont Governor Howard Dean. These numbers are not official, by the way. The campaigns don't have to file the official reports till April 15th. But if the numbers are a little rough, they're good enough for other purposes.
Well, there's certainly a lot of spin going on.
Kathy Sullivan is the Democratic state chair in New Hampshire.
You have to take pretty much what the candidates' camps are telling you and discount it.
So here's the spin. Edwards' total is impressive. Everyone says that. But Kerry's spin is that fundraising itself isn't as important as cash on hand. Kerry's cash on hand is $8 million. Edwards is undisclosed. More spin. Gephardt's fundraising was seen as weak, but he has $5 million in the bank. His campaign calls that a very strong cash position compared to the rest of the field. And still more spin. Lieberman raised less, but there's a reason. He's a nice guy. First, he waited while Al Gore decided whether or not to run. Then he didn't raise money in Connecticut while its other senator, Chris Dodd, made up his mind about running. Most of Lieberman's cash was raised in March. But Lieberman's opponents say his fundraising is still hampered by Florida Senator Bob Graham, who's slowly launching his own White House bid. Without Graham, Florida could be like an open bank vault for Lieberman. But the question remains, what does it all mean? Everything, according to Democratic consultant Dane Struther. He says the primary schedule is so tight and the costs so high, every fundraising minute counts.
We're looking at $40 million, $40 million is the benchmark. If you sit down with a calculator and figure out what you must raise a day for a year to get to $40 million, it'll take your breath away.
That arithmetic comes to roughly $110,000 a day. But Kathy Sullivan in New Hampshire says the real story is the next filing deadline in July.
And if you have someone who's not performing well in the money-raising piece of it, then serious questions start to be raised as to whether that person has the legs to make it into the Iowa caucus and the New Hampshire primary and then beyond.
Sullivan says that if you add up all the money raised by the Democratic candidates, it shows a party charged up and ready to take on President Bush. That's her spin. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.